Among this year's offerings at the Tribeca Film Festival is a documentary, Man on Wire, that looks back to a thrilling moment in the history of the World Trade Center. Festival director Peter Scarlett.
The Tribeca Film Festival was born out of the ashes of 9/11 as a response to 9/11 and out of, as we all know, the destruction of the Twin Towers. James Marsh's documentary is about that remarkable feat that a guy named Philippe Petit did in the early 1970s when he strung a wire between the two towers and not only walked across them, but danced across them.
Those beams are not still covered. The things are not painted. I see workers. I imagine maybe for a few more months or a year, who knows? It's in construction and I can sneak in.
Early that morning in August 1974, New Yorkers on their way to work looked up and saw the incredible sight. A figure poised on a wire between the two towers, more than 400 meters above the street. Petit, a 24-year-old tightrope walker from France, crossed back and forth between the two towers 8 times before surrendering to police. Man on Wire has already won prizes at other festivals, which Peter Scarlett says would ordinarily have made it ineligible for Tribeca.
We don't customarily repeat films that have showed at other festivals in North America, but Man on Wire seemed like a mandatory exception because it celebrates a breathtaking moment in the history of New York, and in a way kind of reminds us of what the role of any good film festival is, which is to walk a very fine line between art and commerce, and that's what we tried to do with Tribeca again this year.
This whole thing is very important to me.
On the commerce side, the festival opened with a Hollywood comedy, Baby Mama, about a career woman who pays a working class woman to be a surrogate mother, caring and giving birth to her baby. As in the past, however, most of this year's 120 Tribeca films from 41 different countries are serious documentaries or dramas. Many tell stories of people whose lives are mangled or ended by war and other forms of political violence. Fire Under the Snow is a documentary about a Tibetan monk who spent 33 years in a Chinese prison for his peaceful dissidence. Ramchand Pakistani, based on a true story, tells of an 8-year-old Pakistani boy, a member of a powerless Hindu Dalit caste who accidentally strays over the border into India in 2002. When his father goes in search of him, both are arrested and imprisoned for 5 years in India. And the documentary Kasim the Dream is a portrait of boxing champion Kasim Uma, who struggles with his horrific past as a kidnapped child soldier in Uganda.
Boxing is my therapy. It has got me through a lot of stuff that happened in my life.
Tribeca director Peter Scarlett says that like all good films, these help us to understand other people and even to live through them for a few hours.
To understand what human beings are like who may live on the other side of the world, who may look different from us, whom we may at first think are very different from us, I think the only chance we have of really learning something about our common humanity is movies. And that's why we put this festival together every year.
Most of the films shown at Tribeca would not otherwise be screened in New York, Scarlett says. And each year, a handful of movies shown there are bought for distribution, eventually reaching audiences in other cities, both in the U.S. and abroad. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.